but after the end of this year, the financial incentives to pursue solar will lessen. Cliff Burke, a volunteer with the Solar Indiana Renewable Energy Network, an organization the city has worked with during both phases, explains the deadlines the state has created.
If people were to go ahead and put a system in after December 31st, let's say any time in 2018, they would not get the full 30-year benefit, but they would get a 15-year benefit. They would be grandfathered for until 2032. So if they wait until 2019, they are still grandfathered until 2032. Same thing for 2020, but you see, the time frame for them to recoup their investment is shorter the longer you wait. And after 2022, if you put your system in by 2022, you get your benefit until 2032. After 2022, you don't get any net metering. So the pressure is on not only those who want to go solar, but the installers, in an effort to try to get the systems in as fast as they can.
Burke says he worries about the loss of interest people may have in solar energy. With the passage of Senate Bill 309, the financial credit to homeowners could drop from 11 cents per kilowatt hour of solar energy given to the grid to around 4 cents.
So instead of a one-for-one exchange for your excess power, which is what net metering is all about, you'll pay full price for the power you use. You won't get full credit for the power that's surplus to you on any particular day. What you'll get instead is 25% more than the wholesale cost. So in numerical terms, you'll be buying power from the grid at 11 or 12 cents a kilowatt hour. And if you push power to the grid, they will pay you about 4 cents a kilowatt hour instead of giving you credit for the 11 or 12 cents that net metering people currently get.
Like Hamilton, Burke says he hopes people will continue to invest in solar energy for the sake of the environment and of other people.
Everybody who does invest in solar panels is doing not only themselves a favor, but also helping their neighbors and anybody downwind of a power plant. Because like me, I've got dozens, if not hundreds, of cousins in Ohio. And if they're breathing cleaner air because Indiana is not burning as much coal, then you know, my cousins aren't going to thank me, but they're going to appreciate having cleaner air to breathe and maybe fewer trips to the doctor to treat their asthma.
More information about Phase 2 of Solarize Bloomington can be found at tinyurl.com/solarizebloomington2.